Yes, well, from a personal perspective, I have had several encounters with individuals with mental health conditions. I believe that I have a story to tell myself, and I believe that it's very important that the stigma is addressed in terms of what Ghana relates and what Ghana represents in terms of what it's important. So I decided to collaborate with the World Federation in terms of interacting with Clubhouse. I'm sorry, Francis, there's an echo, so I can hear my voice. Do you hear that?
Sorry, yes, but go ahead. We can hear you loud and clear and fine here.
Okay, that's fine. So I collaborated with Clubhouse International in New York, and this will be the first Clubhouse franchised organization that will be in Ghana, and it will be an outpatient facility that will rehabilitate individuals who recover from the Accra Psychiatric Hospital or Pantin or Ankafo so that they'll be able to have life skills and be able to have self-confidence to be able to reintegrate themselves into the community, even if the community forsakes them or the family members choose not to pick these individuals up from the hospitals, at least they'll have a way that they can take care of themselves going forward. So that is the goal, that is my inspiration, that is my passion, and what I'd like to do moving forward as it relates to establishing a rehabilitation center in Ghana.
Okay, so how many rehab centers are you seeking to establish here in Ghana?
There will be only one location. What they do is there are about 320 around the world in different states in the US, across Europe, Asia, and in Africa. There are only two in South Africa and also in Uganda. So Ghana will be the very first in West Africa to have this Clubhouse franchised rehabilitation center. And so my company was vetted as a 501c nonprofit organization to be able to come to Ghana and establish the outfit and also have international donors support from a mental health standpoint in terms of the interest that they have as it relates to mental health advocacy as a whole.
So, in going ahead with this project for the rehab center, what is required to get it done? Because I imagine there are many people out there who would want a space like this where family may have abandoned them, external family may not be readily available, and who would want a place where they can recover and do better.
Yes, exactly. So establishing this Clubhouse Center is a very interesting endeavor. We have a three-pronged approach. First will be raising the funding internationally from the organizations that have mental health as an area of focus for corporate social responsibility. So these international organizations will be the first level or first layer. Second, for the three-pronged approach, we'll be looking at a nationalistic campaign utilizing the services of Star FM, Kasapa FM, primarily interacting with you to be able to raise the funds. You know, there'll be name mentions, no amounts of money divulged as to what people contribute so that nobody's intimidated in terms of giving. And then thirdly, there'll be a local corporate donor situation where corporates within Ghana, the 400 different CEOs will meet up at the Ghana CEO Summit next year in May. I will attend that summit and be able to speak with them, schedule tours, for them to have an understanding of what it's like to actually go and visit the Accra Psychiatric Hospital. So, as opposed to sending proposals with lots of documentation, they would actually be able to visibly see what is required, what is needed. And these will be the three areas we'll be looking at in terms of fundraising from an international and local perspective. Now, when it comes to the Clubhouse, there will be psychiatrists that will assess individuals to make sure that they are indeed having a mental health condition, because some people may try to abuse the system or abuse the facility and what the services are being rendered for them. And it's very important that we make sure that the rightful people get the help they need. And these will be people who maybe have recovered at a Accra Psychiatric Hospital and the families have not come for them, are occupying beds and space that will be needed for other individuals. So we will assess all these individuals and make sure that if we pick them up from the streets, if they are picked up, whatever it is, if they are functional, they should be able to go back to school for the free basic SHS that Ghana is able to render. And they should be able to get some kind of life skill training, whether it's carpentry, plumbing, some kind of a skill set that they'll be able to use to be independently self-sufficient in terms of their life endeavor.
All right. Now, for those who are listening, who want to be part of this process of helping to build this rehabilitation center, how can they connect and be a part of it?
Yes, so I have a website. If you go to mlforlife.com, it's M as in Mona, L as in Lisa, number four, L as in Larry, Y as in yellow, F as in Frank, E as in Edward.com or mlforlife.org. The two websites, one is for the for-profit company. The second will directly send you to the Clubhouse Ghana page, which is the nonprofit with the foundation where you can go donate, support, whether in kind or however you'd like to support in any capacity. When you inbox me or anybody on the executive leadership team, the corporate office will definitely reach out to us and will be able to liaise with you to see how best you can support the endeavors.
All right. And per your planned schedule of activities, how long will it take to get the center built and operational?
Okay, so I first contacted them in 2019, but you have to go through training and be vetted before you are allowed to move forward. So training was this year. We just completed, my team and I, we are six individuals that will be on the board, and we are looking at hiring a country director. There are five shortlisted candidates who are interviewing for the role. And what's happening is we will arrive in Ghana this December. There'll be a 26th of December Boxing Day launch. There'll be a Zoom corporate virtual launch across the globe for the corporate offices in New York to be able to be present, all across, everybody who's able to come on the Zoom, share their story, personal or otherwise. We'll do that. We'll launch the foundation at that point in time, start with corporate giving. And we're looking at 2022, 2023 to be able to have the building upright and not rent a location, but have something built from the ground up, because there has to be a physical address that is permanent for the facilities in order for it to be a franchise. And that's what we are looking at doing right now. And it's just a matter of meeting up with the Ministry of Health and the Ministry of Education in December to get the MOU signed.
Fantastic. Sounds like a plan. You mentioned the point from where you wanted to make this a reality, as in your understanding and your interface with matters of mental health. How personal and how relatable is the matter of mental health? That is often discounted in our society.
Yes, I think it's a very personal situation where everyone should know at least one person, either within their friends or within your family, that has suffered from mental health issues. And I think everybody can relate to the fact that there are some days you just don't want to get out of bed. You're depressed or you're anxious about doing a presentation. Your palms are sweaty. So we're not looking at the extreme cases of someone on the street that you think you don't identify with, some nameless, faceless person you think is really out there that you don't seem to identify with from a stigmatic purpose. We're looking at the bank manager who's going to work, who's depressed. His wife can't figure out what's going on. He can't talk to anyone about what he's going through. So these relatable situations are what we're trying to identify, that is not as far-fetched as you might think. It could be just within your own household, a child who's a teenager who's suffering from the COVID-related emphasis of having to work from school from a virtual standpoint, as opposed to going to school and having social networking and interactions with classmates. So these issues of mental health are very prevalent within our households, within our families, within our parents. A father can pass away, a mom may not be able to speak as coherently as she should have been able to. And all these things, when they are identified, sometimes they are pushed under the rug and not spoken about. And I think it's about time that we relate to these issues and not think of the supposed or alleged mad person on the street, but just the person closest to you who needs your support and encouragement in being able to go through depression or simple anxiety.
Okay, then. So as we end our conversation this morning, what's your advice for our listeners listening here in Ghana and abroad on the Rehab Center project and how we can all be a part of it?
I think at this point in time, I would ask for all hands on deck. Like in terms of being able to support, the awareness is more so, I think, important. Once the awareness is in place, giving should be much easier. Unfortunately, we don't come from a society in Ghana where giving is very easy. And culturally, it's a very difficult thing to be able to progress with. However, I believe that if the awareness is in place, people are able to visit the psychiatric hospital from a corporate standpoint. Corporate social responsibility usually has a mental health, actually a health arm, but you hardly ever see that they delve deeply into mental health. So I would like to encourage and implore for all Ghanaians to pretty much pay attention to what Mental Health Ghana is saying on the radio, on the news and TV, in print. Pay attention to whenever it has to do with mental health and the stigma attached to it in its wake. It's very important important that we all come together and make a change, make a difference in the lives of the people who are within our community. And you might be surprised. It might be impacting someone just closest to you.
All right, then. I want to say a big thank you to you for joining us this morning, connecting with us for this very, very important project. And it's heartwarming to see that not only do we talk about mental health and about the problem and what needs to be done, but there's always an avenue where solutions are brought forward. And for the creation of this rehab center, I think it's a worthy cause. We'll all do the very best we can to make it happen. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. Thank you so much for having me on the call, and I really appreciate your time. Have a wonderful day in Ghana.
You too. And this is something that we will partner to ensure that it's done from the point of getting the needed funds for the setup of the rehab center here in Ghana. Matters of mental health are often discounted, but it's a very, very important issue that we need to look at. And this morning's conversations prove it in terms of the fact that we need to keep mental health as a very, very important issue and pay some close attention to it in our daily lives.